Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
No, they're girthy. They're forged in the...
lower depth.
The, like, subterranean...
the lowest possible depth of hell.
Of Hades.
Is where cockroaches were spawned and born.
We were just having an in-depth fear talk about...
cockroaches.
Our mutual hatred of cockroaches.
Yeah. They're disgusting creatures. There's literally... a creature with zero redeeming qualities.
Or purpose,
except for one quality, which is not something that they bring to the table. It's just what you can learn from them and their, like, outlook on life. The one positive thing is that they don't view anything as, like, a failure or a takedown. Every hurdle that they interface with is a chance to evolve and grow.
They are very, yeah, they're pretty resilient. They're maybe the most resilient of any creature on Earth.
They're dinosaur era.
They've been around since the dinos or before, and they don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
No, they're like, we'll get just bigger and better, and we're fierce, and we're here to stay.
They are fierce.
They are the mentality that Sarah needs to have in Byron. They are fierce creatures who are here to stay. Haters be damned. They are the ultimate haters be damned of all creatures.
They may have served a little.
They are constantly serving.
They ate.
They ate that shit. Wait, but they also, it's like, okay, they're hideous. They have the worst color of any creature ever. Like, if they were green, a beautiful, or even like a neon shade of green, they would serve. They would, like... I wouldn't be terrified of them.
They'd be like the peacock of insect.
But that shiny, like, gasoline.
No, it's burgundy.
Burgundy brown.
And they have a face of a blank man.
Mm-hmm.
They have a face of a man with no features. And that's what,
what
instills the most.
They're vacant.
They're vacant, and they have the face of, like, truly a man with no any distinguishable characteristic. And that's what freaks me out.
They shit on stuff.
They take shits and they come for their dead, which I don't like.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Well,
they
I mean,
eat
in
their
some way,
dead.
Like, I guess, no, they come to, like, collect their dead, which I guess is kind of noble.
Really?
Yeah, if a cockroach dies, more will come.
No, I don't think so, because.
No, they leave their dead?
Well, if you want to take a look in my laundry room downstairs, there's literally, like, 3 dead huge roaches down there.
Or maybe they just leave them there as a reminder to us.
I mean, I feel warned. I feel like it's a sign from something. I'm certainly not gonna do any cleanup.
I just thought of it. I just
it's
thought of
horrifying.
I felt the wind of their wings.
Mm-hmm.
Can we look up if they leave their dead?
Yeah.
I swear they're like, and do they live in like a hive or are they solo creatures?
No, they're, do cockroaches bite is the first thing. No, thank God, I don't think. Do cockroaches?
No, but that makes them worse. They're just blank. They're these blank things with no.
Oh my God, I. Cockroaches of all ages may eat dead cockroaches and shed skins.
They eat their own?
The primary motivation of roaches will always be species survival and preservation. Cockroaches prefer to eat dead cockroaches, not live ones. If things are dire, they may eat their own poop. They're like, they should have a cockroach compete on Alive, that Nat Geo show. Like, they should just put one cockroach in Alive and follow the cockroach around and see if we can outlive the cockroach on Alive. That would actually be a great...
So their main drive is literally to outlast.
Just keep going.
And outserve.
They are Matthew McConaughey, JKL. Just keep living.
Wait, can you look up if they live in hives? Do they live in colonies? Is there a queen? Who do they serve? That's what I want to know.
They live in large colonies.
Or do they serve...
As long as there's ample space to contain all members of the nest, they will exist in harmony. In fact, they will leave scent trails to guide new members to food and shelter, expanding their numbers.
I mean, that's kind of sweet. But do they have, like, who do they serve? Or are they like a hive mind?
I think they just have a colony. But sometimes if resources are low, they naturally thin their colony. They will take it upon themselves to eat smaller members to create more room.
Fuck.
And if they, and any that have injuries or lost limbs, which makes it difficult. So they're not like...
They're not benevolent.
No.
They're pretty like...
They suffer from ableism.
and they also... I mean, that's like a true utilitarian society where...
They are cold-blooded creatures that are unable to create their own body heat.
Do they have like affection for each other? Or just pure like, you, me, we are one?
Some cockroach species will see the female turn on the male and devour him. That's she.
Yeah, good for her.
This is a rare behavior, but usually has a clear motivation. The female may deem her nutrient stores to be lacking. Though most roaches don't carry young inside a womb, they still need to devote resources to the eggs. If females cannot do so, she may seek members of her species to make up for the deficiency.
I hope she doesn't kill the gays.
I don't know if cockroaches are gay. I don't know if they're LGBTQ friendly.
There's no pride in the cockroach universe. They're like, they're strictly straight.
They are. They're straight. And then when a queen gets too fed up, she must eat.
Can you look up a queen cockroach? I feel like there is like a hashtag like the source, which is like the lead breeder. This is now a podcast about cockroaches and their slayage.
This is like sponsored by.
Yeah, people are like clicking out as fast as they've Oh my God. There should be a reality show about cockroaches.
It should be a cockroach versus a human. I'm told, like, for survival.
We would not outlast. They would simply slay us.
But if it was cold, see, in Alive, if they take them to, like, a cold area, but they should take them to, like, a swamp and then just have cockroach cam and see what the roach is doing.
Yeah, but a cockroach could also let it be like, I will let the frost take me. And freeze me and preserve me. And then when spring comes, I'll thaw out and fucking...
Maybe it just goes kind of like...
Dormant.
Yeah, and then comes back to life. I would love to know. Oh, roach. Okay.
Don't say it. Oh! What is it?
I'm literally...
What is it?
This is a roach nest. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's literally... Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. I'm literally gonna... I think I might vomit.
Gary.
It's like a shit fest.
Not a nest. It isn't like a structure. Instead, it's a roach nest defined as any area where they congregate.
Oh, they're fucking
That's
pigs.
That's disgusting.
They're pig people. It's literally diarrhea.
And they're smelly.
Oh!
I can't look at any more photos. Well,
is there a queen, though?
There's not a queen. They just gather. They congregate and stink up the joint. And they, like, lead others to congregate where they are.
It's like a frat house.
They are literally, like...
It's a frat basement.
It is, like, a frat party. That is their whole vibe. It's when like a bunch of straight men get together and they want to just have like a party apartment, and then they just trash
they
the joint.
They trash it and there's jizz everywhere.
Yeah, and they have everyone like come. Like I hung out with a bunch of guys in high school that like rented an apartment. Ew. And like just trash it. It was the party apartment.
And there was like a film of
oh, it was disgusting. Scum. Yeah, there were holes in the wall. There was one room that was just a mattress.
What happens
or
in that
a bunch
room?
Of mattresses. It was just the it was the smoke room where we would like take bong rips and like lay around when we were high.
And they all like jerk off with each other. And
I don't even think they were jerking. I did have sex in that apartment one time.
It's okay.
It's okay. There was a hammock in there. Basically, it was just like railing pills and like taking bong rips and playing drinking games.
I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, but that's what the cockroaches are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not like... They're a messy community.
They're a messy community of straights.
They don't live, they have no drama. They have no time for drama. They might have some drama.
They might have drama when people eat other people.
When they're starving, there's drama.
Yeah, but that's like normal.
Damn, I'd want to have all my like 20 legs intact before I'm picked off. Or if one of my antennas was a little...
Ooh, don't even think about it. You better just start your own... like nest if like, that happens.
You know, ants, a queen ant, I read this. This is like truly iconic status. A queen ant, if they're sometimes the hive will deem her unworthy and be like, we're done with her, and they want to bring up another queen. To prevent that from happening, she will intentionally stop producing eggs and starve out the colony and let them all die. And then she'll fly away and go enslave another colony and make them her like she'll literally annihilate. She will literally kill her entire colony to preserve herself as queen.
That's true girl boss. That's shit.
True girl boss.
That is, ladies, take note. Honestly, I love queen centric colonies like bees.
A matriarch. Yeah.
A matriarchal society. I got obsessed with bees last year. I entered
cool.
a place of couch psychosis where I just watched like bee documentaries and like bee content on YouTube.
Well, it's good to know about them because they're leaving.
I'm a friend to all bees.
Oh, I love bees.
I look forward to... I want to take a beekeeping class this year.
Really?
Like, yeah. I'm sure there has to be a place where you can like learn how to beekeep.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm like obsessed with bees.
Yeah.
But they are like another queen centric, and I just like love the queen.
The queens are cool. The drones are like kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
The drones are sexy, and they just kind
of
like.
Bees are sexy. And yeah. So are ants. They have sexy bodies.
Ants are really cool. Ants are like, if I had to be a bug, I'd be an ant because they're like completely all for one and one for all. Mm-hmm. And they can lift really heavy things.
You want gains.
I want gains. No, but they stay really slender and they can lift like double their size.
They have Kardashian bodies.
Yeah, they all have BBLs and they just like...
and Hulk-like strength.
Yeah, and they live in cool, like intricate, like their worlds underground,
their
colonies
tunnels.
Are just majestic. And the queen is just a literal blob who just gets fucked all day. And
yeah,
lays.
I like beehives and the way they're structured and like I think they're so beautiful and the way they're built is really cool and they make honey, which I love.
Bees are not disgusting like cockroaches.
No, bees are beautiful.
They're kind of the celebs of
whenever
insects.
I see, sometimes I'll see a bee like struggling somewhere and I really try and give it, I like make a nectar to give it to like nurse. I've nursed bees back to health.
I think I saw some viral like Twitter video
where a woman befriended a bee and they like were good friends
and it remembered her and it would like come back to visit her.
Well, I think it just stayed with her and like hung out with her until it died.
Oh, remember on Nathan like, for you when friend. He gives the funeral for the fly? No,
I don't think I watched that episode. Flies are also disgusting.
Flies are pigs. They're pigs.
They're also so nasty.
They don't benefit.
They might spread pollen, but like not really enough.
They spread poo.
They're no bees.
They spread poo and mosquitoes can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, they're...
Pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
that's insect talk. That's today's insect talk. Brought to you by Terminix.
Wild card, I hate grasshoppers. I don't like their faces. They have eyes on either side of their head and they freak me out.
I accept them because they're green and I like their color scheme. I don't like crickets because they're either like all black or all brown.
Crickets suck.
And they will torture you with like, they throw their sounds. You like don't know where one is.
But they're lucky.
Oh, they are.
And I like...
I saw a TikTok recently that was like a girl who was like, she had like crickets in her house and she read online that you're not supposed to get rid of crickets if they're in your house because it's a sign of good luck. So she was just like crying because she was like, there's crickets everywhere, but like I don't know what to do because it's like bad luck if I like let them. So yeah, I'm not here. I like
cicadas.
I don't.
I love the sound of cicadas.
They freak me out.
Well, they're spiritual. There's like,
they're very strange.
They're not of this world.
Yeah.
Anyway, bug talk over. Girlies, we're on the eve of recording this now. We are on the eve of Met Bull.
I forgot that it was
Me
even
too.
Happening. What
like,
is even the theme?
I don't know. Blake Lively's hosting it with Regina King and Lin-Manuel. Regina King's great.
Yeah, but she's being dragged down by those other two.
Blake's pretty much the... She's a Met Ball queen.
She is.
She'll be good. She'll turn out a Luke.
She does turn out Luke's. Yeah,
it feels too soon. Like, we just had it.
It's a lot of planning.
And that one was, I have to say, the one in September felt truly end times.
Well, they geared up. They're like, hey, we don't even want to wait 6 months.
Yeah, it just...
Or I would guess it's like 8 months.
It kind of feels, at this point, I feel like the Met Ball should not happen. That's my opinion.
I feel like... If it's gonna happen, people need to fucking turn it, and people refuse to turn it.
People refuse to be on theme.
Yeah.
What was the one in
last
September?
The last theme was like celestial. The last theme that people really like knew what the fuck they were doing was like the celestial bodies or like whatever the Catholic theme was.
Camp? No.
Camp really revealed how stupid everyone is and what happens when you invite a bunch of like people that never graduated high school to a gathering.
What was it, like Made in America?
I don't know.
The only one that actually turned it out was Kim. Sorry.
Yeah, she'll slay.
And her little ghostly silhouette
her
look.
Shadow. She showed up as a shadow.
I mean, that was
Lauryn Hill. YouTube plastic surgery queen was positing that was like a way to hide a recent procedure that she'd had done, which if true work.
Sidebar, last night was the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh yeah, how'd that go? Kim was looking fierce.
Kim arrived with Pete and they were posing with Martha Stewart and they actually looked like a throuple together.
They did.
Martha was like clasping with her glorious hands, clasping Pete's big old hands.
Martha and Pete looked like I got back into Ozark. I took like a hiatus.
I heard it's good.
I had watched through season two and then just like fell off. And then this past week I was like, I wonder what Ozark's up to, and got sucked right back in. Martha Stewart looked like Darlene Snell and her younger boyfriend Wyatt was Pete.
They're so fucked up together.
Who?
Darlene and Pete.
Darlene and Wyatt.
Wyatt, sorry.
They are really fucked up, but I'm living for them.
I also, like, why has Laura Linney not won?
I don't know.
She's Wendy.
Laura Linney's one of the greatest actresses.
Of our time.
Yeah, of our time.
Wendy is truly a psychopath.
She's a terrifying lady.
She's an evil person, and I love her.
I love it, too. She's true killer be killed.
Well, she's also, like, she truly... Marty doesn't like what he's doing, I feel like. Wendy
no.
loves.
Well, Wendy just wants... She's the ultimate girl boss.
She does, but she also, I think, actually enjoys, like, having people killed. Like, I think it's... That is, like... I mean, it's a classic...
I think at times, she likes being, like, the mastermind behind things. I don't know. I don't think she's loved everyone that has been killed
well,
on
her
watch being killed. Spoiler alert. That's okay.
Could you not...
No,
part?
I did. I just
sorry, y'all.
That. I knew that was gonna happen though. Like once they were like,
but that scene alone, like I won't spoil anything, but her acting after that was I was like, this is...
And his acting too, the guy that played our brother, was incredible. So good. I like cried. And that rarely happens. That actually only happens in like organized crime shows where I'll start crying.
But that, her performance, like...
leading up to it and post is some of the best acting.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she's been nominated a few times for an Oscar, but like
She's not going anywhere. She's going to be around for a while.
No, she's... But
like,
she's...
we are just like mid-career of what she's been able to accomplish, and she truly is. I welcomed her to the stage.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Julia Gardner is...
she's great.
I love her.
Everyone is really good on that show. They'd sometimes go a little too crazy with their like color correction. Like, I'm like, okay, we get it. It's like dark and everything's blue. Like, they love like...
yeah.
They love to make things, to put like a filter on things. But like, that show is chef's kiss.
When Ruth calls Wendy a bitch wolf.
Yeah, I just watched that.
What are you gonna do, you bitch wolf? Kill me?
What are you gonna do? Kill me, you bitch wolf?
Who's the lawyer to? She's...
Helen Pierce.
Helen
serves blouse always.
Helen is...
And a chic bob.
Helen is the queen bee.
She is.
She is queen ant. She is Lux.
Helen, all you literally have to do is look... the wrong way, make eye contact with the wrong person, and your life is in grave danger.
I want her, like, if I could wake up every day and call her and have her tell me I'm not going to accomplish anything today if I don't get off my ass. Like, I want her to, like, motivate me.
She should have, in an alternate timeline, Helen is, like, a motivational life coach, where she basically just... insinuates that she's going to have you killed
she goes,
unless you like finish the script.
She goes, listen, you little fruit. If you don't get on up.
She says, you better get out of bed right now. I have a call into my client later who's going to be checking on your alarm time. If you've pressed snooze twice, my client is going to be very upset.
You have a laser pointer in your temple right now.
Maybe it's like the key to creative success is to somehow be tied into the cartel. Mm-hmm. Like, the cartel needs to start taking on like creatives and taking like a vested interest in their careers, but threatening them with imminent demise if they don't like meet deadlines, take acting classes, go on enough auditions, like call their managers and agents enough. That would be so highly motivating.
Does the cartel have a social media manager?
No. And I think that they really should expand into entertainment industry, but like...
I mean, they probably have ties to like...
I would love to know.
I'm sure they do.
Well, I mean like funding movies and stuff, yeah. But I'm talking about like investing in certain celebrities or like wannabe celebrities or like writers, like becoming like the benefactor to creatives.
You've heard this conspiracy theory that Bebe Rexha, Rita Ora, and Dua Lipa are all birthed out of the Albanian mafia.
I've heard that.
And that like there's like a syndicate that's sort of like funding them and helping, like padding their way to success, which kind of, honestly, I kind of buy it, especially with old Rita, because I'm like, what has she done? What is she doing? And she's continuing.
Well, Rita Ora was also like very, I think she was allegedly a Weinstein girl, which is why her career blew up in such a way. Because she was in like that, she just was cast in like the 50 Shades of Grey movie. Like, she's had things happen where I'm like, I still to this day, I think have heard one Rita Ora song in my life.
I've only heard one too. It's that.
The girls kissing.
Oh, I've heard the one with her and Iggy Azalea. I'm gonna find out. I don't even know what she's saying.
I literally have no idea. I'm
like a black widow, baby.
Oh, I do know that song. But like, I don't know how.
Well, now she's with Tyka.
Yeah.
Which,
they're in a power couple.
They're a hot fucking couple.
They are really hot. And you know they like are fucking.
She's Gorgina. I mean, I get why she's...
I get it, but I'm also like...
What?
What?
Dua Lipa, I'm like, okay.
No, she's serving.
She's a star. BB? BB?
What's that farting video of her? She goes like, total queen shit, and turns around and someone just edited it where she's like, total queen shit, and like, farts.
She has some amazing... The gays love to troll her. She has a video where she's like on some live, and she's like, yelling at trolls, and she's like, only Rexars and Bad Bitches only on the live. Get off the live. Bad Bitches and BB Rexars only. And there was a giant billboard on Highland that was like, apply to be BB Rexa's apprentice. And I was like,
who would want that? You're like, learn from the moderate. You're like, yeah. Learn from an okay celebrity. Just doing it kind of celebrity.
I mean, she's also been like she was on.
But I think they're like big in the UK.
No, she's like internationally big. Like she was on multiple number one, like Calvin Harris / like Chainsmoker. Like she's been on a ton of that kind of shit.
Where she's it's killing like, it.
Like a Halsey type where it's, I mean, Halsey's, I guess, pretty big.
Yeah, I think Halsey's huge.
But they're also like,
it's just a genre that, I mean, I'm more into Dua, but.
Dua's cool.
It's a genre. There's a specific genre of like pop stars now that I'm like, no comprende.
Dua's in that new Brad Pitt movie, Bullet Train, which looks really good.
Oh, sexy. Rosalia is.
Oh, I love
everything.
Her.
I had a dream about her last night.
Her album is. It
unreal.
Kind of, you know, it kind of reminds me of MIA's Kala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the paper planes and everything. Like, that, it has that kind of like. Oh, this is something so different and like will be an album that will like have like a legacy. Do you know what I mean?
Like change things.
She's fucking cool. We stan Rosalia on this pod.
We love. This is a Rosalia space. Wait, also just two quick things.
Okay.
There's a show on Netflix called Old Enough, which is a Japanese show where they just send toddlers on errands. It came
alone?
On after alone. Like the mom will be like, okay, you can do it. Like go to the grocery store now. And then a 2-year-old will just like try and go to the grocery store and grocery shop.
Do some do it?
I think they accomplish. Like a camera crew follows them around as they are like commissioned to run errands. Genius level.
Do they cry?
I don't know. I only watched like literally 2 minutes and I was like bookmarking that for later because that is something I'm absolutely going to need to return to and something I deeply believe in that you should train children as soon as they can walk to like
to do
chores and yes, what other purpose should they serve? Like the only thing that I get my friend's kids, like my policy for gifts is like I get him like play kitchen stuff where he can like pretend to do the dishes or like I'm getting him like a baby Dyson so he can learn to vacuum. Like I'm like this child will work for you.
No, Teddy has a play kitchen and he's very into washing and like doing chores.
Yeah. Like I've seen also some TikToks of like toddlers where they teach them how to like make their own snacks and stuff so that you as a parent don't have to do that.
I wish I had
done that. No, they need
shit.
To learn. I'm like, I'm all about autonomy as soon as you have like rudimentary motor skills and are able to walk more than 10 steps, you need to do a job.
You take sort of the Neolithic approach to parenting where it's like Stone Age, where it's like you walk, you hunt.
You work, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like how it's gotta be.
Yeah.
And like we'll all be better for it, but like don't think you can just coast.
Do you think Rita Ora was doing errands at age 2?
Maybe.
I think she was.
She's very motivated.
How old is she?
Rita Ora is like so unclear to me.
Remember when she hosted the reboot of America's Next Top Model that my old boss was also one of the co-hosts on?
Flop arrow top
Drew,
model.
When I worked at Paper. And that was the magazine I worked for was the one that you got your award-winning photo shoot for winning the competition. You'd land a cover at Paper Magazine.
No one can do it like Tyra. They should bring Top Model back.
Tyra's getting she gets ripped
sliced
apart.
Sliced and diced for her top model. But I'm sorry, that was some of the best television ever created. And haters are gonna hate, but like fucking work. That show was it.
P.S. I need to watch The Real World New Orleans Return.
Oh yeah.
Apparently everyone says it's amazing.
I know people really like it, but I just haven't. It's like low on my list of priorities.
I love Danny, the gay.
Yeah.
What's your other thing?
Oh, I just had the best name for a dog.
Okay.
Throat goat.
Throat goat. TG.
TG or throaty for short. I was like, I need a little pug, like a little black pug, and name her Throat Goat.
AKA Nancy Reagan.
Just be like, they're like, oh my God, she's so cute. What's her name? And then you go, Throat Goat.
I still think
Little Throaty.
Throaty?
Little Throaty.
Throw. I still think last year, when the day when people either found out or were reminded that Nancy Reagan was the blowjob queen of the MGM lot.
Allegedly.
I believe it.
I think everyone wanted something to believe in, and that came around, and that became the thing, and it was funny, but we also, like, don't know for sure.
I know, but I think that was the memes and jokes that came out that day.
It was a great day for memes.
It was probably
a great day for the internet.
It was one of the best days on Twitter in the last few years.
And the name Throat Goat is iconic. And if we can get that out of, like, dragging a dead old lady, then...
Who deserves to be dragged.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think she deserves, Throat Goat, that veered into, like...
I think she deserves everything she gets.
Yeah, agree to disagree. I love the name Throat Goat, though.
Lars?
What? I can say that, and it that also be true, in addition to that being like a really funny dragging, that it also is like
sexist,
veers into like extreme misogyny and sexism, which I'm like down to laugh at and participate in always.
I know,
but like,
I know.
It's like, if
no,
it's a little, and it veers on like violence in a way that I'm like, all right, just as long as we're like acknowledging that this is like an incredibly like violent attack on a woman that we're all engaging in and understand that, we can also laugh and continue to do it.
I feel like that was, while I agree with you that it was deeply misogynistic and veered into like violent sexuality, I do think that the why it was so funny was like, it was people of all identities, gender, like persuasions, laughing at the same thing and acknowledging that it was like truly vile and disgusting, but because it was her and because of her actions and her,
and I think because of the way she looks, like this like ladylike little frail old lady,
and she was like, she was, for all her like hypocrisies, it just made it funnier.
We're
acknowledging that this is disgusting to be laughing at, but because it's this fucking bitch, like we'll
do it,
we'll go there. So,
but it's just like a slice of what ultimately unites people.
Hating women?
Shitting on women. I mean, I don't do it, but...
Listen,
I'm keeping my eye on y'all.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softeners Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Anywho,
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to the penultimate episode of Sexy Unique Podcast,
The Bays of Our Lives.
The Look of Death.
The Look of Death Doll.
When I saw that title, I went, oh.
I'm all in for Byron Bays. I hope it comes back and has many, many, many seasons.
I'm hoping it has the Selling Sunset. Well, Selling Sunset was pretty immediately. Was it immediately?
It served glamour immediately in a way that Byron Bays doesn't. But it had, there's just a lot of promise here. It took them a long time to get to the root of everyone's drama. Too long, but like, if we can just keep this going and keep rumors flying and people can like hook up with each other and maintain the delusional like roles that they've stepped into, then we have a hit on our hands, doll.
I hope it's a slow burn, a hit doll. And I've loved that my accent, I feel, has
improved
greatly.
By heaps.
Heaps. A friend of mine who is an Aussie who lives there now and was living in LA for a little, he reached out to me and he said that he works on a show on the Australian Married at First Sight, which he says that we should watch.
Wow.
But he was mentioning that he said that we are speculations that there's like a prudeness to these Byrons is not actually how the area is. And this crew does not reflect, like, he was basically just like, they're in their own weird
little... He was like, everyone's a whore in Byron. Yeah. And these people are weirdly not fucking each other and trying to pretend like they're just kissing. But I have more theories that we'll get into because of certain jumpers that were worn in this episode made me think that certain people have ties to evangelical Christian groups.
Oh.
And we'll get there.
I also just need to point out the yacht that Jade has them on is a ferry.
True.
It's a car transportating ferry.
It's a flat ferry.
Yeah.
It looked very Star Warsian.
It did. It looked like Jabba the Hutt's floating palace.
Yacht Club.
By the way, I don't know. It's either because I talked about it or people have been sending me Disney adult, like Star Wars hotel content on Instagram. So now it keeps popping up in my explore page. And
yeah,
the footage is harrowing.
I'm telling you, it's at least minimum $100,000 to get us to go, doll. So if you want us to go, it's going to cost that.
I saw one where this actress portraying Daisy Ridley turned to the crowd and went, thank you all for being here, and may the force be with you. And she does it in like an earnest way. And I was like, oh.
I don't want to go stay in a microplastic hotel for $5,000
We're going, Dole. I'm taking you with me, Dole.
Ew, Dole.
So we start out with Saskia and Jace.
Saskia and Jace.
Meet for lunch.
Meet for beautiful lunch.
And they're having a girl's lunch, but with Jade. Because to them,
Jade's a woman.
they have a very like kind of 2000s view of gays where they're like,
gays are girls.
Gays are your sisters. They're little pets. You scream at them. They scream at you.
They're there to entertain you and make you feel better about yourself.
You probably don't agree with their lifestyle, but you like them individually.
I think you agree with their lifestyle, but you don't want to hear about like the nitty gritty of anal sex.
It's very Carrie Bradshaw with Stanford. Mm-hmm. Of like,
you can do whatever, but like, don't ever tell me about like anal or tops, or you like don't know about topping, bottoming, or any of like the dirty details.
But they'll listen to you for hours talk about your life.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of still in the fallout of...
They're reeling from...
Elle's admission and them talking about it in the last episode. Thank God Hannah comes back.
Thank God. Hannah walks in, she goes, Oh my God, don't you all look beautiful?
Hannah's been to rehab. She's been to a med spa. Her hair is dark. She's looking more with it. I think she went through something and then had to take a break for a few weeks.
I'm obsessed with whatever her journey was. Mm-hmm. And I hope that Hannah gets a spinoff because she's battling demons, but she's coming out stronger for it.
Jade comes. And Jess goes, Jade, Elle's coming. And Jade goes, no.
She goes, don't you think this is a beautiful lunch? Satsuki's like, I think we just needed a beautiful lunch, like with just us girls. And Jade goes, I'm fucking living for it.
Jade's wearing kind of a knockoff Versace romper.
Serving
Luke's. Jess, I do say, would kill for Jade.
Yeah. I think that they're like
soulmates.
Yeah, diehards. Mm-hmm. The tides have finally turned on Elle, thank God.
I realize that Elle kind of looks like a Liv Tyler drag.
Yeah, they're all there to confront Elle, too. They've invited her. She's showing up last, and we live for it.
They all cheers their little lavender drinks.
Also, what is this restaurant that has one table? It has one main table in the back and then a two top on the side.
It's not a restaurant. I think this is like a
it's
fake.
It's just a space.
I think it's a space. I bet it's like a boutique that has like...
It's like another farm.
A yard. Yeah. And they're while they're cheersing their lavender drinks, Jay just keeps going, oh, this is so beautiful.
Everyone's
so beautiful.
In awe of the beauty of this space.
Are they rolling?
No. I think they're just having a nice day. This is what you get when it's girls' day. Everyone gets
silly.
Silly. They drink lavender drinks and feel really beautiful about things.
I do love Saskia.
Saskia kind of reminds me of Stassi a little bit.
Yeah.
They have similar looks.
She's not as obnoxious.
No.
Overtly. Maybe mm-mm. Insidious.
She's like, it's like Stassi 2.0.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, she's Sydney Sweeney's sister.
Elle stalks in.
Elle looks a little rough.
Yeah, she's been through it. She's been through something. She sits down, no one says anything, and she's at the head of the table. She goes, so what are we doing? Saying grace or something?
Jess in her interview goes, Elle just needs to earn it.
I think she just needs to own it. She just needs to own what she's saying, what she said.
They start going in on her about, like, she's continuing to lie that she didn't call Sarah fake. And Elle is very using, like, semantics and being like, I said that Sarah is not being her authentic self, which in turn could mean she's being fake. But I never used the word fake. I have a higher vocabulary than that.
Literally a flashback of her saying she's kind of fake.
She's pathological.
And so now Elle is invested in gaslighting the audience of this show, which is incredible. I said work.
Anna several times, because Anna likes Sarah, and I think several times she goes, Elle, can I ask you a question? And Elle just keeps going, let me finish.
Let me finish.
And then Jess,
let me finish.
Jess says, well, you've let me finish, but you don't let Hannah finish. So clearly you have...
And you're never finishing.
You have a bias against Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what's up with that?
I'm far more eloquent than to say a word like that. It's literally like, there's not many words that are like fake and phony.
So Elle just like flops. She can't handle any confrontation.
Leaves.
And she just leaves, of course. Our biggest pet peeve in a reality show.
You should be chained to wherever you're at.
Hannah goes, Elle's energy is so toxic and it's time for me to stick up for myself.
Hannah's shook. And she goes, her energy is just so scary.
And I'm like, Hannah, scary. By sticking up for herself, she's going to hire a hitman. She would. Take her
she's
out.
She's going to crush her skull with a geode.
Sarah goes to Alex.
I love him fake working.
Yeah, what it, like, this whole thing, everything's just a flop.
I'm obsessed, though, with, like, any sort of precursor to what the scene will be has to involve Alex speaking kind of, like, frantically, like, downloading his one employee on, like, what's the heps for today's work.
What's the heps today?
He's like, yeah, and they decided not to go with us because we're too expensive and the other company is cheaper. He goes, so anyways, write that email and send that out today, okay? And she's like, yes, right away.
His working vibe, it reminds me of the Caperlant sketch in the Netflix, The Characters, when she was playing like a gallery girl and she was telling whatever employee, she's going, drag it down, like on the computer, drag it down. And then the volume cuts and you just see Kate mouthing, drag it down. That's very Alex.
It is. Sarah strolls in and he goes, hey, what's going on, doll? And she goes, I'm on a battle with my head and my heart. And I thought she said her hair and her heart. And I was like, you're right. You are. Your hair is in a constant battle.
And Alex goes, yeah, you having a shit time?
She goes, no, I've just been in the studio heaps. And I got my lips done. Which and I was like, work. I love
like that.
Honestly, as a fellow
lip girl,
filler girl who's into lips, I respect and understand the need to, like, when you get your lips done, feel like you have to own it to people so they don't think that you're trying to just show up with lips one day and, like, play it off like you've always had them. But I think that maybe we just need to accept that some people some days are gonna have lips and some days they won't have lips, and there is really actually no need to defend your lips.
I respect Sarah being forthright about her place of lips.
Yeah.
Because all the other people on the show need to be a little more honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sarah has the kind of filler that you can't, it's like undeniable. Yeah. But that's like it's an aesthetic. It looks like pretty good, I would say.
Sarah is, she's beautiful.
She is, but she's got to get those bangs.
Yeah.
Like, we've just got to really work on some things.
Yeah, she needs a whole wardrobe, just everything makeover, including her personality. But I do think she's grown on me a bit.
Weirdly, I think the best she's ever looked was at the Gold Coast party.
Yeah,
like her outfit there. I would have taken the earrings off because you already have like a huge gold chain halter around your neck, doll. But like, I was like, oh, she's like pulling it together here.
Because that's where she's thrives.
That's where she thrives.
She should be, I'd watch a Gold Coast bar and bays.
I'm dying. Someone said there is going to be a Real Housewives of the Gold Coast. Sarah's having bullying trauma flashbacks from her youth, which I'm so sorry you had to go through that, doll, but you've got to get out of this constant victim mindset.
Loop me out.
Honestly, I'm sick of it's the victim narrative, and I can't with people that like decide that that's what they're going to play into and that's going to be the reason for the season. It's decidedly uncockroach-like, doll.
Look, we've all been bullied.
Yeah.
Like, I get bullying is traumatic and bullying stays with you. And like, I even have some trauma, dear. But you just gotta bite the bullet and just sort of muddle through life like a cockroach, dear. Be resilient.
I know, you gotta get over it. Be resilient.
It's hard.
Get your nest together. Go to therapy. Realize, lean into what your haters were saying and own that maybe you're different and that's what makes you special.
But she did experience like doubly that because her family are immigrants and her mom's culture is very different than, you know, the Jemais that she was probably going to school with. And I think Australia's notoriously racist, doll. So I think she probably went through some things, doll.
Yeah.
And her sister got slammed, apparently.
Well, as I said, I'm sorry for her experience and that happened. But also, you're an adult now, doll. Get over it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving back to the Gold Coast. And then Alex goes, sweetie.
He goes, you're too pretty to cry, doll.
I watched this with Simon and he went, wow, that girl's nose contouring is out of control.
It's her nose.
And I was like, holy shit, it is.
Maybe she might have gotten like filler in her nose to get it like turned up.
She kind of looks like a Tim Burton person.
She does. She's big eyes vibes.
She's Coraline.
She goes, the thing that's really keeping me here is Nathan. And I was like, again,
honey,
you have got to, you really
together.
Need to like journal and read some self-help books and get a spine. Like, everyone else, like, I'm sure she's not like this, like, IRL or whatever, but the way she's coming across on the show is, like, she's someone whose self-worth and, like, ability to just, like, function on a day-to-day basis is based on
men
who likes her, who she's dating, whether or not people are, like, talking shit about her. And it's like, honey,
go to love.
Like, you have a fine voice and
you have fine talent.
You have fine talent and you're pretty. Like, that's baseline all you need to succeed. So just like if you had like confidence, you should be coming in here and like slaying these fucking bitches.
Again, like most people on reality TV, it's time to go to Al-Anon. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, and also like watch some shows and learn how to be a good villain. Or like learn how to be like the one to root for.
Learn how to be Lauren.
I think actually we're turning against the tides are shifting. Because Lauren was also a perpetual victim.
Yeah, but she was very watchable.
Yeah, but I think that that was like...
Lauren was boring, and that, for me at least, like, she was sort of a
hero. She was the every girl, but she was always being victimized.
Oh, of course. But she had something to her that made her, like... Even though she was constantly the victim, she was still, like, not annoying somehow. Like, she was a little annoying.
I was always pretty annoyed by her.
Well, I just thought she was... I thought she had a charisma in her blandness,
mm-hmm.
which I think is very rare, and you don't get that a lot anymore with reality shows.
She was basic and she didn't challenge the viewer in any way. She was digestible.
But she could also be a bitch, which was fun.
Yeah. She was more bitchy than Sarah is.
Sarah, you gotta get an edge duel.
But I really think that maybe the day... I hope that the days of victimhood on reality TV are over or shifting.
Sarah,
I hope that the days of the victim narrative in general and in the collective culture is shifting.
Sarah, your main goal in life should be to be a guest vocalist on, like, a Chainsmokers song or, like, a Diplo track.
Or just, like, try to be Billie Eilish, but, like, focus on that kind of shit instead of just, like, who's talking smack about you, Dole.
I was in the Whole Foods parking lot the other day, and I saw a girl, looked like a teenager, driving a giant SUV, and she had green hair.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, Billie.
Billie's influence.
I like Billie.
Me too. Alex goes, it's great. He goes, Sarah really needs to get it together. It's great if she's Taylor Swift writing a new album, but otherwise not.
Yeah. Alex goes into meddling mode and meets with Nathan Dole. And he basically goes, cut the shit. Is Elle in love with you? And Nathan's basically like, yeah.
But so here's where my brain started working overtime. So I noticed that Nathan's wearing a sweatshirt that says, like, PK on it for Promise Keepers. And I was like, hold on. I recognize that phrase from my own, like, Baptist upbringing. That's like, it's an evangelical, like, men's Christian group.
That sounds like Sons of Jacob.
What's Sons of Jacob?
The Handmaid's Tale.
So their website is Building Up Godly Men for a Better Tomorrow. And it's, like, a men's group that, like, which on its face, I mean, sounds great. Like, fostering men of integrity, like, blah, 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 blah. But then I was like, is Nathan... because didn't Hillsong and, like, all those, like, mega churches, isn't that, like, a primarily Australian thing?
Yeah, they started in Sydney, I think.
So I'm wondering if, like, Nathan is part of that, like,
probably
Hillsong or, like, new wave evangelical Christianity movement. But then I also was like, if this is him trying to, like, change the public perception on him being a fuckboy, work.
A Christian fuckboy. Yeah, no, I think, Hillsong, they have, like, a university in Australia. So I think it is. There's a lot. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Any Aussie or Aussie adjacent readers weigh in. Is there
Nathan Favreau?
Other than Hillsong, is there, like, a large evangelical, like, hipster Christian presence in Australia, love?
I think there is. Okay, wait. Nathan Favreau. Also, I'm just surprised. I don't think this show was a huge hit because these people don't have a lot of Instagram followers for, like, a Netflix.
I know. Usually when you're on Netflix, your followers shoot up. Like,
you can always tell if, like, a show is actually good because the followers should be, like, in the hundreds of thousands.
Or million.
Yeah, or millions. And if it doesn't skyrocket to 100,000 on the first season, your show's a flop, doll.
Honestly, it might be the curse of the Bay.
Or the fact that they're not actually in Byron.
Don't have bays in your title and your show won't flop.
No, Chori. Nathan Favreau blessed critics for sending nasty messages about co-star Elle Watson. Tony, hey, no. We're not doing that.
Is Elle in some kind of church? Maybe they're, like, in it together. Because she's always talking about bettering society.
The Byron Bay's staggering salaries have leaked online. Wow.
Staggering? What? I guess it's Netflix.
I can't find out if Nathan is...
I mean, I think that's...
Christian.
That's...
But I would reckon that if you're wearing Promise Keepers merch, you are.
Oh my God, doll. Maybe Nathan's a virgin. Like Colton Underwood vibes.
Nathan said they were paid handsomely.
Of Okay. They're paid heaps.
Jade agreed, saying they were very generous.
I don't believe this. I don't think that they were paid that much.
They were paid the same out-of-pocket expense to appear on the show, which was less than $500 a day to cover off work and living costs. The locals in Byron Bay banded together in protest when they heard the show was first announced. Get a life.
Get a life.
Urging the streaming service to cancel the show. Imagine being like that all about your like beachy, wealthy community that you're like...
Honestly, it reminds me of Hat My Town when... It's like a very historic town and they have a historic society.
This is the vibe.
When a Starbucks was being built there, the town like banded, everyone was up in arms. This was like back in like 1998 that a Starbucks was going to ruin the integrity of my town. And then it became like so successful and is still there and like has probably helped.
Can't
fight
Starbucks.
I know, but I remember there people were up in arms in Haddonfield.
Towns love to get together and focus their energies on something that is really neither here nor there. I love members of the community, including the owners of Byron Institutions, the Byron Bay General Store and No Bones Restaurant, hosted an emergency meeting in an attempt to combat the series from filming.
Oh my God.
Byron Shire Mayor Simon Richardson has also appealed to the council, asking it to oppose this production. Get a fucking life, doll.
Get a life, town hall.
We've
people.
Almost got a Truman Show type of portrayal of who we are, where everything is quite idyllic and superficial. We're out back, it's an empty parking lot. Councilman Richardson said,
"Wait, what?
We've got a community that is in real stress. We've got a community that has real life issues dealing with housing, work, affordability. Okay, so then make your show about that.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Oh my God. I hope Alex McCord is on Real Housewives of the Gold Coast.
That would be incredible. Does she live in the Gold Coast?
I think she lives in Byron.
Is she a Goldie?
She might be a Goldie doll. Anyway.
Well,
let's.
So
let's
Nathan
keep,
might
let's keep
be.
A, let's keep tabs.
We're keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, so Nathan kind of confirms that he thinks Elle is probably in love with him because she's said many comments before, but he's like, I feel very uncomfortable because I'm friends with Stav. And I'm like, basically...
You live with this woman. Like,
you live with this
you're
fucking...
You're fucking.
You're fucking and you're in... You like this cuck three-way, like, weird vibe.
Yeah.
Just admit that.
You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
As Alex would say, cut the sheet.
Cut the shit, doll.
Jade is thriving in Byron.
He goes, it's a total vibe and a half.
So... Jade and Jess get massages. I wrote, the gays get more accepted than the girlies.
They do. If you want to be
in
accepted
Byron.
In Byron adjacent,
be gay
interlands,
with lips.
You better be gay with a face full of filler. And your own naked tan product. And
yes, Jade reveals to Jess, this shocked me. I was like, wait, what? Like, I thought he was revealing that fucking...
Collaboration?
Collab.
I thought so, too.
And then he's like, it's finally here, doll. And he pulls out a can of Jade's fake tan. And I was like, and Jess, God bless, she's like trying to be supportive. But you can tell she's a little like, oh.
He goes, even though I have a wild and crazy side, I am a businessman. And I was like, oh.
So he's launching a fake tanner product that's called like
Naked Tan by Jade Kevin Foster.
Does it have his face on it?
I don't think so. But I do think Naked Tan is like a pretty big self-tan company.
Should we
buy it?
Yeah. And we'll just use it one day.
I am looking to get tanner.
Let's do it. I'll do it as an experiment. I've never used tanner.
I don't know if you can.
But I also don't want to get like.
Orange. I'm ready to get. I'm like been researching what the best spray tan places are because I really want a spray tan. But every time I've gotten a spray tan, my face has gone like pretty orange. So I'm trying to avoid that. But I think I found a good girl.
I think it's good to have like when Big Ange gets it, it's like she has olive complexion naturally.
Yeah, you
I
have to really go with what your skin yeah. tone is. I think like natural like Italian girls carry it better than like me. Who's like a redhead now?
Coppa?
I'm going to try it though.
All right, doll.
Naked Tan on Instagram. I don't know if you can buy it anymore.
Well, Jess goes, she goes, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. She goes, how long have you been working on this? And Jay goes, so long, 9 months. Like literally after COVID started. So long, heaps.
9 months.
9 months.
That is kind of long, Tony.
Yeah, it's kind of long.
I mean, for like a launching a product, yeah. I guess. Not like working on like a creative thing.
Draper
not like
James. Writing.
Yeah.
Or Uncommon James.
Uncommon. I think Uncommon James was dreamed up in like a weekend. It was dreamed up in like an Ambien fever dream when Cavallari just was like looking on Alibaba trying to think of like what to buy. I'm pretty sure Uncommon James started as all just like Alibaba jewelry that was and like ladles that were repackaged to be like lifestyle objects.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I don't want to talk about this date, but because it really darked me out. But her and
Nathan in the hinterlands.
They go on this very hetero picnic, very Instagram picnic, and they just slob on each other's face knobs.
It's truly repellent when they make out, and I think it's less about them and more just about, I guess, them, because they have no chemistry. But I feel the same way when I see Chrishell and Jason Oppenheim make out, where I'm like, my body tenses up, I get a horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach.
When
they even touch each other, like, in a romantic way, I...
Even looking at Jason flicked his fingers at her from across the pool in Mykonos, and she went... And I was like, this is awkward.
This is fate.
And you can even see Mary being like... Mary and Romaine are hot. Like, they love you. Like, they fuck.
Well, they're, like, in a legitimate relationship. A real relationship that's not for television.
But I like when Maya went, it's kind of weird, no? I was like, finally...
It is very weird.
Queen of the IDF.
And I also would be so furious if someone started, like, if I was working in a company and then someone started fucking the boss and then got, like, all the good listings, I too would be like, you're a bitch for that.
Chrishell?
Chrishell, I got my eye on you. Have you seen the episode where she wiggles through a dog door?
No, I've literally just started it.
Okay.
Dole,
you better get on it.
Sarah goes to Nathan, you're definitely the best thing that's happened to me since I moved here. And I'm like, well, that's...
The bar is low.
And she goes, in this moment, I want to stay here forever. I was like, you need to go to SLA.
I wrote, victim mindset, she needs to find God.
Well, she might with Nathan.
She absolutely, she needs God doll. And maybe he knows that.
Maybe she needs to be like an evangelist, like Hillsong recording artist.
I think she could find great success in that. And I think Nathan needs to spread the good word of the gospel to Sarah, because she is a godless woman right now.
What if they create like a book? What if they create like a new Mormon church? A la
They should be a power Christian couple.
By the way, please watch Doll Under the Banner of Heaven.
Oh, okay.
Incredible.
Okay. What's it on?
Hulu.
I've heard of it, Doll.
Andrew Garfield is... And Daisy Edgar Jones.
My girl.
And Sam Worthington.
My boy.
Fuck my face.
Oh my God. And Sam Worthington's gorgeous wife, Lara Worthington. Style icon, Doll. You gotta look her up. I follow like an Instagram account that is just like Lara Worthington style.
He's so hot.
She's everything to me.
Also, I saw Doll a leaked trailer for Avatar 2, Doll.
Doll, way, where are you finding water. This, Doll?
It was. It's
are
like
you on a message
someone...
board, Doll?
No, it was on
are
Twitter.
You on message? Are you on Avatar yeah, Reddit, Doll?
I'm not really an Avatar head, but I'll
Seems
see
like
it.
You are, Doll, because you're watching the leaked trailer.
Doll, it came up on Twitter, Doll.
Interesting, Doll. Tell me more.
It was someone filming, I think at CinemaCon, someone filming a screen, and it just looks like
tall,
pure
blue people with tails.
Music with, you know, Zoe Saldana and Sam Worthington.
Are we going to be able to...
take it seriously?
Yeah. Like,
no.
Have we passed now? Like, I feel like the window for an Avatar takeover has come and gone.
I think the fact that Kate Winslet's in it makes me think, have hope.
Oh, Doll. It's fucking on. Never mind, Doll. Take back everything I said.
Well, Doll, when they got rid of Sigourney Doll, I was like, I don't know if this is going to happen again. Because Sigourney's... She makes
the queen.
But now they're bringing in my queen, Kate.
Yeah.
Can do just about anything.
I know. And she is Cameron's...
Muse
Doll. So
Doll?
Things are looking up.
Doll?
Is she blonde? Is she a human or is she an avatar?
I think she's like someone that goes into...
She goes in between both worlds.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, Naked Tan Jade. His big event's taking place, like we said, on Jabba the Hutt's roving desert palace. It's literally a ferry.
It's a hovercraft.
It's a ferry catamaran with like a... pavilion. I'm like also afraid of talking shit about Jade because she'll come
is the
neck.
Most followed male in all of Australia, and I love Jade. Jade goes, this is everything I've ever dreamed of in my life. Have a look. And shows his like protege.
His like Botticelli.
The protege's outfit was really something.
Jade's assistant is like this Botticelli painting cherub twink with like also
to be in Jade's circle, you must have pillow face and where like you love like a tight pant with a flowy top.
He looks like someone like a boy, like one of the young men that would be hanging out with like Karl Lagerfeld.
Not chiseled enough
Doll.
Jess and Lauren show up and I have to reiterate how obsessed I am with Lauren. She's just there to be thin.
There's giant
smile, laugh, and not say a word, Doll.
There's giant hot guys who you never actually see their faces, but you just see their torsos. They're walking around without shirts on. Jess, I love Jess's outfit, by the way, and her
feathers. I love Jess.
She goes, I'm a little uncomfortable, I've got to say, but I have a deep love and affinity. Or no, Simba says that. She's like, I'm very uncomfortable being at the Gold Coast.
She's She is incredibly uncomfortable.
I think this gives credence to the proof that they're all Christian.
We could be onto something here. Because she also, like, there's a moment where it cuts to everyone, like, on the dance floor, and you can see how uncomfortable Jess is. She's just going...
Yeah, she's, like, not... She doesn't like being around a bunch of fags, basically.
She's like, one is enough.
One's enough, Doll.
One's all I need.
I'm kidding. And then all the boys arrive. Simba comes, I have a deep love and affinity for entering Jade's world. By the way...
Do you think they're trying to turn Jade? They're going to try and do conversion therapy on Jade?
That's how they do it. They win him over and then they're like, it's time.
They accept him and then they're like, please come here on Saturday night. We're having a fire circle. And it's literally to like usher the gayness out of him.
He goes, Jade Doll, it's time to put the rainbow flag down. Simba arrives. By the way, Simba's a good follow on Instagram.
Ooh, I was into his little pinky claw jewelry that he... Did you see that?
Yeah. When
everyone was like, cheers. And then he, instead of cheersing anyone, just tapped a glass with his pinky.
He has a little bit Ezra Miller vibes.
He's a little bit they, them. He's a little bit sinister they, them. But I love it, Doll.
He also has a newsy cap on.
He merges different aesthetics.
He's Mad Max. He's Bartertown.
He is.
Thunderdome
He's
vibes.
A little Burning Man.
Sarah's giant, chunky
halter.
Her, no, her, that chain.
That was a halter. that was like boobs and the top it was part of the top was held up by her like Bottega Veneta knockoff halter chain.
Gotta say, Dole, kind she of said, iconic.
Yeah, I was she into served. Her look with a khaki pant
and her underboob.
Yeah,
she was serving looks.
She was and serving I was, lips and looks.
Honestly, she's thriving. She should be in the Gold Coast.
The gang's all here. Sarah's finally comfortable.
Saskia's ready to. She goes, Sarah, I'm ready to accept you into our group. I'm like, fuck you, Saskia. Fucking asshole.
She goes, I'm really sorry, doll. And Jade goes, he looks at Sarah. He goes, I came to Byron and made friends with everyone. And then I noticed you. You were always off by yourself in the corner. It made me really sad.
Whoa. He just dragged her to hell.
Drag me to hell, doll.
Hannah arrives and says to Jade, she goes, hi, girl, honey.
And kisses Jade on the lips.
And Jess goes, it's kind of weird that Hannah kisses everyone on the lips, no?
I don't think Hannah is a Christian. I think she's just spiritual. She's a spiritual gangster. Jade is lit. He's talking pretty fast.
He's might be
partaking in a little white powder.
Little dry goods, doll.
Saskia tends to...
I'm truly obsessed with girls that literally look at gay men like they're female.
Girls. like they're one of the girls.
Hi, girl, honey.
But it's I guess Jade's malicious. In like a... But it also is like a sign of... A gay man not having like a community of gay friends when they are just only hanging out with like groups of straight.
But that's also a product in my experience of like deep
velvet rage.
Deep-seated velvet rage, but also like self-loathing and you growing up in like a homophobic.
I know it's hard. So you kind of like continue that in it's like a light version of that in your friend group.
It's like you're continuing like grade school playground politics of like hanging with the girls because they're safe. Mm-hmm. So you stay in that. Some gays get trapped in that, I think.
Yeah.
Who don't grow up in a place where they can have access to like strong groups of queer people. Anyway, that's for another talk, doll.
That's another time.
Nathan
Saskia,
and Nate.
Oh, she just goes, yeah, I've been a bit of a dick to you, to Sarah.
You have.
True.
Elle and Nathan arrived together, which I'm like, how'd they get on? Did they take a boat onto the ferry?
They took a boat to get to the boat. There was some B-roll footage that shook me to my core where it just showed, I think it was like a big chunk of a strawberry being dropped in a glass of champagne, but it literally looked like a severed finger. I literally was like, and then I realized that's not a severed finger. This is Barn Bay's doll.
You just got the Johnny Depp.
But it was Johnny. I go, Ember, are they back in Australia, doll? Their horrible time in Australia never ended.
God bless.
We're going into week 3 of the trial, or like week
Can't
4.
Wait. I start work in person tomorrow, so I won't be able to.
It's really sad.
I'll be in the office. So
I have a pretty busy day tomorrow as well, so unfortunately, doll, I won't be able to devote a lot of time to Johnny and Amber's.
I'm excited for her to have her moment and to expose him.
She's practicing, I'm sure.
I'm excited. I want to know more. Like, I can't wait to hear the dirty shit about. Mr. Depp.
Mr. Depp. But I need more. Like, I feel like we've only scratched the surface on what all is truly there. I'm ready for like some bombshell claims.
Oh, it's coming. The girls once more confront Elle on the ferry. And Hannah says, when Hannah's about to walk up to her, she goes, I have a little secret about Nathan and Elle that I might just share today.
Hannah says no less than 3 times in this episode. And I think it's time that I need to start standing up for myself.
Yeah.
We get it.
Elle says that the girls need to level up to her level.
Elle goes, walks right up to them and goes, and what did I do to you?
She's ready.
And Elle says, she's like, I never said that Sarah was fake. And in fact, you were the one who was acting like friends with her and then calling me every night and saying you weren't vibing with Sarah. And then Elle and Hannah goes, Elle is wrapped up in her own web of lies.
Yeah, Elle keeps telling Hannah that she's two-faced. And then Elle goes over to tattletale to Nathan about what's happening. Nathan looks unwell in this moment.
What's wrong with him, Dole?
He looked like he hadn't slept in 2 days.
His hair is a little askew.
No, he has shadows under his eyes.
I'm worried about him.
What's he up to? What's Nate? Is Elle poisoning him?
Slowly but surely, yeah. Getting rid of Nathan.
Every 6 months or so, Elle goes, it's about that time.
And she Elle starts goes putting... like full...
Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
She starts putting Pine Sol into his his smoothies that she makes for him.
She's like, I made you a ceremonial cacao. And it's really like a little bit of rat poison.
And he knows, but he's like kind of into it.
Yeah, there. It's very like Paul Sharp. Thomas Anderson movie. What was that?
Phantom Thread.
Yeah, they're phantom threading each other.
Ellen, Nathan fucked recently.
Yeah. Hannah goes, the thing about Byron Bay is I've heard so many L stories.
Yeah.
And Elle goes, well, I've heard so many Hannah stories. And they've just been hearing stories.
Hannah goes, I'm ready to drop truth bombs left and right.
And she spills the tea to Saskia about Elle and Nathan kissing very recently.
And then Hannah can't help herself. She's truly like in a place of like...
She's empowered.
She's empowered. She's just gotten a good like 3 weeks at the spa, in quotes. And she... is like, you know what? I'm ready to spill the tea. So she goes to Sarah and basically is like, your boy is fucking his roommate.
She approaches her and she's like, how are you? And Sarah goes, I don't know. I just feel so good. And I was like, get ready, bitch, because she's about to drop the bomb.
She's like, yeah, they might have a thing. And Sarah goes, oh, okay. So Elle might have some romantic lingering feelings for Nathan.
She goes, so you know that Elle and Nathan are friends, right? And Sarah's like, yeah. And she goes, like, they're meant to be friends and just friends, right? Like, they're just two really good friends who keep it very friendly. And she's leaned into just, like, cryptic soothsayer.
She's channeling Geode.
She is in a place of Geode. She's, and then
she's channeling the Oracle of Delphi.
Yeah. And this is when I was like, I'm all in on this show.
So now Sarah is a little shaken.
Why though?
And she might be, she's like, I will be confronting Elle, she says.
If everyone is just kissing, then what is the big deal?
Well, okay, but this makes me think that perhaps Nathan is a virgin. If he's like...
Either everyone's raw dog fucking, or they are truly just kissing, in which I'm like, you guys, this is not drama.
Well, this is like, that's like in middle school or even in high school when hooking up meant making out.
Just kissing.
So like, I could see Nathan being like, yeah, we had a really good night last night, just like making out passionately on the couch.
Apparently Elle was like, I'm going to kiss you right now. I'm going to kiss you. Don't let me kiss you. And then hoovered him.
Yeah. But like, it's not that big of a deal.
No, you guys are in your 20s or 30s.
So either that or they're like,
or they're anal. Just truly, yeah. Yeah. She's like squirting all over their house.
I think something just calls to me, love. And I think, Nathan, honey, you're a virgin who can't drive.
I think that Elle and Nathan and Sarah should be in a throuple together, and that would be the ultimate Byron move.
Yeah, when you can't decide, just merge.
Yeah, if you can't beat them, join them.
Do you think, readers weigh in, do you think Nathan's a virgin?
Do you think these people are
Christian,
psychotically conservative and or deeply Christian?
Yes.
Is this show just funded by the evangelical church?
Yes.
To
promote
abstinence.
Sexy abstinence.
Yeah. Show that you can still be sexy and come hither, but also not give away your innocence.
I'm in that camp, and I would love, going into our finale next week, I would love an Aussie.
Does this show have an evangelical Christian agenda?
Please tell us your experiences in Byron. Are there hardcore Christians there? Is the church sort of... does it have a grip on hipster people in Australia?
Where are the most gays?
Where are the gays? Tell me. Tell me.
Tell me.
Tell me, please. No, where are the gays? Are they all in Turkey or are they in Gold Coast?
Iran. Wasn't that where his other...
Iraq.
Where yeah. his tons of followers yeah. were.
So please tell us.
Will
weigh in.
Tell us, will Lauren ever speak?
Will Lowen speak? And I, God, hope she doesn't. Do you?
Will Jess ever feel comfortable in the Gold Coast?
Just not a question, but just lips.
Lips? Yes or no? Do you think you need to explain your lips if you get fillers, or can you just go into a situation with huge puffy lips and expect that everyone just has to accept it all?
And please subscribe to our Patreon, because this week we're going to be doing a special bonus where we just do recaps of
the Met Gala. Bowl. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Met Gala. This also feels like a great time to let you know that there is a low ticket warning on Philly.
Philly!
So if you are wanting to see Sexy Unique Podcast live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this June, you better get on it, Dole, because the clock is ticking. Tickets are selling. They're flying off the shelves.
And if our show was half virtual, half in person, was that good, just get ready.
Yeah, because it's over, Dole.
And then our other...
That is June 7th at City Winery. The other shows taking place live in Denver, June 2nd at the Bluebird Theater. Live in Minneapolis, June 4th at the Cedar Cultural Center. Live in Detroit, Michigan, June 5th at the Majestic Theater. It's going to be a series of Majestic nights.
The Majestic. Like, come on. Live your virgin suicide's truth with us in Michigan, Dole.
I can't wait to be in Michigan.
So come, it's gonna be really fun. We still have a little time, so you have time to buy. And come, our tours have been a smashing success. So get on the gravy train, Dole.
We're ushering in summer, and what better way to kick off your hot girl summer than to see a Sexy Unique Podcast show live and in the flesh, Dole.
Get with it, Dole, please.
All right. Bye.
Ciao, Dole.
Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Production.